Good morning, my friends. It is Michael Kotso coming to you live from North Carolina. High Point, North Carolina, to be exact, if anybody knows where that is. I did not until yesterday when I got a dispatch to this lovely little town and told, sit and wait. I have a few things to talk to you about tonight. It's figured it was prime time to make a podcast. It had been a little bit of time, and everyone I know is currently asleep. I had to wake up at 1:30 in the morning to be able to do this particular run. Let me kind of walk you through the steps. Here I am sitting up in, well, northern North Carolina. I've done my delivery. I'm ready to head back to the distribution center. I'm feeling pretty good about myself. And I get a message. Hey, could you call in? Sure, I can call in. So I call in. I'm like, hey, what's up? Like, we need you to do us a favor. Now, I'd never, ever have a problem doing favors for my boss, because favors always work both ways. I do a favor for them somewhere down the line. I'm going to get a favor in return. And, well, that works for me. That kind of makes it really nice, actually, for me. So I go ahead and say, sure, what do you need? They need me to take the loaded trailer I have that's supposed to go back to the distribution center and run on down to, well, High Point, North Carolina, and sit. It's drop that, uncouple from it or disconnect. It's and go to bed. That I need to start rolling at 3:00 in the morning, and with a load that someone was going to bring me, and I needed to basically do a full day's worth of work underneath that. Now, I don't know anybody who's a fan of interrupting their sleep schedule so badly. It's but again, do a favor, get a favor, and I love collecting favors. Favors can mean extra days off. Favors can mean I have no desire to be running around in, you know, a bad part of the country because of weather, so send me elsewhere. Heck, it even can get you, I feel like going out west, send me out to Utah, and, you know, you collect enough favors anyway. So, they kind of give me the skinny. Here I am thinking one driver's bringing it down, but no, two drivers are bringing me this load. And one guy, or one person, picks it up out of the distribution center and drives it to Charleston, West Virginia, where a guy on our account is sitting and waiting. And then they need to bring it from Charleston down to High Point, that town that I was in. And, excuse me for the yawn. And then I would grab it and finish the run. See, it needs to be there by 6 a.m. And it's not that far. I'm scheduled to get there around 5:20. But I love being early, and I hate being late. And the way to guarantee you're not going to be late is to push for being early. So, awesome. I wake up this morning, 1:30 a.m., it's look around. I see the trailer. I'm like, okay, cool. I've got myself a trailer. It is a beautiful night, probably about 35 degrees. It's which, yes, is cold, but there's no snow and it's clear sky. I got moonlight out here as well as headlights, so I'm taking it and running with it. Open up the little box on the front of the trailer where we kind of put paperwork if we're relaying a load to another driver. And I see paperwork and I see a little note. And the note says that an over-the-road driver gave this to me. Two of the tires are flat spotted. I'm sorry to pass it on. And I see the driver's name. Now, I know him. He's on our account. He's not a bad guy. He's not perfect, but he's not a bad guy by any stretch of the imagination. And I appreciate the note. So what do? I inspect the trailer anyway. I always inspect my truck and the trailer when I start the day in any new trailer. I want to take a look at, make sure that it's roadworthy and safe. Last thing I need is something falling off the truck, you know, while I'm going down the road. It's or no brakes, a flat tire, lights being burnt out. There's a whole lot of things that could be bad about a trailer. So I inspect it. Now, he's told me that tires 7 and 8 have flat spots. And I'm not going to totally go over your heads here and explain which tires are 7 and 8, but we number them. I have an 18-wheeler, so the tire on the driver's side all the way up front, the steer tire is tire number 1. And then the steer tire on the passenger side is number 2. And then the next axle, 3, 4, 5, 6, and then the final axle, 7, 8, 9, 10. So there's 10 tires on the tractor, and then 8 tires on the trailer. So when he tells me tires 7 and 8, that's the curbside rear, both tires. And I know how that happened. Somebody yanked it out of a dock or pulled it across the parking lot, and those tires didn't turn. Probably the brakes were frozen. It's winter, and it happens. Now, you're not supposed to drag tires. They get flat spots. And get flat enough, you may have cords showing. Get flat enough, those flat spots, and those tires may pop while you're going down the road. And no fun for anyone. That leaves me on the side of the road with 2 flat tires that I kind of need to keep the trailer up in the air. So it's I look it over, and originally I did not see any flat spots. So, and I check the brakes, lights, check the seal, everything good to go. Let's roll. Do the stuff on the computer, and off I go. Within a mile, I feel these flat spots. And right now, they're going boom, 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 boom. Really frustrating. One, it gives you a bumpy ride. And two, makes me worry a little bit. They're not that bad. They're not that bad. But it's a little annoying, sadly. And I can't get it fixed. I don't have enough time to stop and get them changed out. I would love to. And I'll take another look at my timing. I may be able to do that. There's a repair shop in the area of my final destination with this trailer, and I may call them and go, hey, you need to come out and change the tires on this trailer. They're flat spotted, and they'll come out and they'll change it, and it'll cost my company probably $500, all because some driver decided to yank it and didn't feel the that resistance. If your tires aren't turning, your trailer doesn't want to go anywhere. It feels like you're dragging something real heavy. And, well, it's anybody who's driving for any length of time knows that you pull it forward during the winter about a few feet, and then you go backwards a few feet. And usually that'll break the ice, and your brakes will work well. It's if you have a car, that's a good thing for you to work on as well. Generally with disc brakes, it's not an issue. Drum brakes, it's a possibility. So I'm rolling. And what am I doing today? For those of you that are curious and wanting to pay attention, I'm on my way to Fort Mill, South Carolina, just south of Charlotte. And Charlotte, North Carolina. And then I'll go from Charlotte down to Greenville, South Carolina. And that'll be kind of nice, getting down to Greenville. It's someplace that I don't get to go down to very often. It's so I'm going to enjoy my run down here. I've got a few hundred miles ahead of me of nice, wide open, not traffic-filled roads. There is a blessing to running this early in the morning, and that's just not that many people out here on the road. And I appreciate that very much. While I hate waking up early, I'm truly not a fan of it. I am, though, I am a fan of empty roads, lean back, have music, and just enjoying the solitude a little bit. I never used to enjoy the solitude. Older I get, though, the more I tend to enjoy it. Or maybe it's the medication I'm on. My brain slows down a little bit from this hectic pace. and I can actually think and daydream and, you know, just enjoy the scenery for what I can get out of it, you know, being dark. Well, I don't know if I have much else to say. For those of you that were wondering about this new hobby that I picked up, whittling or wood carving, I love it. I am having an absolute blast. I have learned a lot about myself. I've learned a lot about safety. After cutting my finger almost off, I've learned about wearing specialty gloves, Kevlar threaded, steel threaded gloves, and how to have a really sharp knife so this way you don't have to tug and pull and hurt yourself. About sprays and varnishes and oils and how to stain the wood. And right now, well, I've had a few projects. Let's see here. I made 3 Harry Potter wands for my girls. Those were first. And I learned a bit and had a good time. And then I made a wand for a friend of mine, what I call the pharmacist wand. She's a pharmacist, so I put the RX on the hilt. It's of the wand, and that came out real nice. I like that. And then I started making 2 wands. I was commissioned. Somebody actually asked me to make 2 wands for their son's wedding. They're really into that lifestyle, or being into Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings, and other aspects, and which I'm a big Harry Potter fan myself. So when they say, hey, 2, or when she said 2 wands, I immediately had ideas, and wanted me to carve into the wands their initials and little hearts next to the initials. And yeah, game on. That's awesome. I'm almost done with those. And here, my daughter's birthday's coming up. Her birthday's in 2 days. And the party's a few days later on the 1st. So I'm going to, I have started carving a pig. My daughter loves pigs. She's got a stuffed animal called Miss Piggy and a stuffed animal called Mr. Piggy. She will not eat pork chops. She does not sausage links. She doesn't want them. She thinks pigs are cute and awesome. Though, if you ask her what a pig is made out of, she will tell you a pig is made out of bacon. And she likes bacon, but don't make her feel bad. She does feel a bit of guilt eating bacon, but she does love it. So I, being in the lifestyle situation I'm at, not having a lot of money for anything going on in my life, I'm making gifts for people. And I figured hand carving a pig, while it's not the biggest thing, it's not the flashiest thing, it's from my heart. And I love her, and I know she loves me, and I'm sure I know she'll appreciate it and think it's pretty awesome. I've got my brother's wedding coming up in August. I'm going to do some carving for that. I don't know what yet. I got a few ideas rolling around. And, of course, Christmas. And my other 2 daughters' birthdays are in there as well. So I've got things to do. I've got some gifts to make. And while I don't know what I'm going to be making for the most part, I know that it is very calming, relaxing, and such a sense of accomplishment to be able to take a few days or a week and make something that used to just be a block of wood, a square or a wooden dowel, and to carve it and to make this magical item. I love it. So that's me in a nutshell and what I got going on in my life. I do hope all of you are doing well, that you are safe, and what do I tell my girls? That you are safe, happy, and healthy. As long as you have those going on in your life, well, then life is good. I ask you all to keep it shiny side up, you know, like a tractor trailer or a motorcycle, all the chrome beautiful pieces straight upright, and the greasy side down. All right, this is Michael Cazzo, again, coming to you live from North Carolina. Talk to you later.